And the UN Climate Change Conference in Warsaw enters its second week today. Last week, we told you about a wrenching plea from the Philippines chief delegate who said because of Typhoon Tayan, he was going to fast for the entire 2 weeks as members debate a new initiative to replace the expired Kyoto protocols and smaller countries demand payments from big polluters. Adam Greenberg is a 24-year-old youth delegate with the group Sustain US. The Philippine delegate inspired him to fast as well. So first, Adam, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine. You know, this fast is it's not about us. We're fasting in solidarity with the people of the Philippines and communities all over the world facing the worst impacts of climate change. Well, meanwhile, many nations in the fossil fuel industry block progress here, and we're seeing the impacts of inaction, and that price is measured not just in economic costs, but in human lives.
This, we know, is the clarion call this year. People talking about climate injustice, that smaller developing countries are demanding compensation from the developed countries that have caused the pollution that leads to climate change. What are you hearing?
Absolutely. And that's been one of the threads of these talks. There's common responsibility to solve climate change, but there's also differentiated responsibility in terms of those who are historically responsible for it. The climate justice is a critical component, and we're seeing that's not just a finance issue, but that's an issue of who is suffering and who is dying from the ravages of climate change today. We can change that at these negotiations, and we can also change that domestically in the United States. Even in the face of a dysfunctional and gridlocked Congress, there are certain things that the Obama administration can do right now.
Like what?
Well, starting with rejecting the Keystone XL pipeline, which would appear to be a no-brainer, but also, and very importantly, and extremely impactfully, is moving forward with passing aggressive EPA regulations for power plants.
Well, meanwhile, the U.S. is looking to other countries. It's debating language for a new treaty with emerging polluting countries, China and India. It's said that within a decade, these emerging countries are going to be half of all historical emissions. And they're also not signatories to the Kyoto protocols.
It's true that as far as being involved and being signatories to the Kyoto protocol, under which this negotiation process is still under, they're not. But the fact is that come 2015, there's this global agreement that's going to happen, and that's going to either lock us in to a deal that gives us the kind of future we need to have a recognizable planet in 50, 100 years, or it's going to lock us into irreversible climate disaster. And absolutely, this process is a reflection of political will. It's clear that in the United States, people have connected the dots, despite the fossil fuel industry spending staggering sums of money. In fact, there was a Stanford study last week that shows that two-thirds of Americans are urging for climate action, and the vast majority understand the science of human-caused climate change. And if we are going to make progress in a global climate treaty by 2015, the United States needs to be a leader. As one of the biggest polluters, and also as a country with the great capacity to make these changes.
Some are saying there's a hypocrisy that the U.S. and some European countries, which again are the bigger polluters, are looking to draft a new treaty that would compel China and India to reduce their pollution emissions.
Yeah, there's a little bit of finger pointing that has happened at these climate negotiations. But on the table at this one in particular, there are certain things that need to happen at this negotiation, especially establishing an international mechanism on loss and damage, and then also points around climate finance and ambitiously address our mitigations targets.
Yeah. Do you feel an extra impatience this year because of the typhoon happening simultaneously?
Sure. I mean, and you know what? This is not new. This year it was Super Typhoon Haiyan. Last year at this time, the same commissioner issued an impassioned speech and moved many people to tears as the Philippines was being slammed by Typhoon Bopha, which killed hundreds. The price of climate change we're paying economically, and we're paying that in human lives.
Adam Greenberg, he's attending the climate summit in Poland. Adam, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.